Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP. We do a lot of thermostat talk on this show.
Lots.
I saw
it's
this.
Very important.
55% of couples argue about where the thermostat should be set, but there apparently is a magical number.
Ooh, okay.
Where they say couples do not
argue this
as
number.
Much.
Okay.
70.
Very close. 71 degrees.
71.
Yeah. 71 is the sweet spot. 71 is
pretty good. I'd prefer 70. Even high 60s in certain parts of the house.
You know what's remarkable? And then I want to get into the hit the skins. But 1 degree, you can notice a 1 degree change.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah. But you can be like, you know what? I think I want it to be just a little cooler. And you can put it 1 degree cooler, and you can notice the difference.
Well, yeah, because it'll start blowing.
But it's just remarkable.
The air conditioner will turn on.
You would think you would need like 3 or 4 degrees to notice. But no, you can notice a 1 degree difference.
I can tell you this. I noticed my bill being a lot more expensive. Sure. Well, I think it was up $200 than what it usually is.
I don't even want to know what mine's going to be.
Mine was in the fours.
And I
never have it in the fours.
I notice, too, when I walk into other people's homes, like I'm very, very aware. Like my in-law's house is always too hot. Like I'll never wear a long sleeve shirt or a sweater there or a hoodie ever.
Have you
again.
Ever messed with their thermostat?
No, I don't, but I know it's going to be probably mid 70s in their house all the time.
That's a little hot.
That's untenable.
I know when I go out to a restaurant, I have to wear long sleeves because they'll always have the AC cranking and I'll be cold. So I always have to have
I've got sleeves. A spot for you then. I know we're going to do hit the skins. I'm not going to call the place out by name, but we've been there. I think twice in the last 3 years for birthday celebrations. It's a birthday celebration type of restaurant. And my God, we go, it's so hot. It's so hot in there.
It might be my
and
spot.
The way they're cooking
makes
it even hotter, if you know what I'm saying. If you're buying what I'm selling.
It's one of those places where the guy does a display.
Might be. Yeah. It might be one of those places. And we walked in there again and I was like, oh, it's at least 80 degrees in here. And then when they make the big giant fireball in front of me, it's going to be 90 degrees.
Yeah. And for a second.
I'm just going to be sweating buckets the entire time I'm here.
Right.
Learned my lesson, though.
Anyway, if you want a blissful home and you want to eliminate arguments about the thermostat, they say 71.
71. Okay.
That's way too low. Way too low.
I like 71. It. I love it. 71 is
especially perfect. When you're sleeping. I mean, you don't need 71.
Oh, I need lower.
I need lower.
No. I need lower.
I think it's proven you sleep better when it's a lower temperature.
Last two nights I've slept great at 74 degrees.
Give me a solid offensive lineman number. Give me a 67 through 69 for sleeping temp. It's perfect.
All right, let's hit the skins, EB.
Your bill's going to be high, too.
Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, remember, we have Dan Quinn, DQ, on the show at 8 a.m. this morning, so less than an hour away.
Hope his house in Hawaii is okay.
Yeah, all these
tsunami warnings. A tsunami warning
in Hawaii. How
about
all these idiots just still hanging out on the beach waiting for the tsunami to come? Like, hello? I understand it could be a small tsunami, but
I'm not taking my chances.
Would you take your chances?
No, of course not.
I see people running to the waves as the big wave is coming. It's crazy. All right, so there was a shock retirement yesterday. It was an offensive lineman. Well, that's the headline, Cakes. Okay. The Washington Commanders gave Nate Herbig a chance to resurrect his career. I think he had like a rotator cuff or some issue last year with the Steelers, missed the season, was going to be some depth on the offensive line. And head coach Dan Quinn announced before the practice yesterday that they had placed Herbig on the reserve retired list, abruptly ending his comeback story.
Wow.
So, you know, that was somebody they were kind of counting on.
So he just gave it a go. He gave it a go. Wasn't feeling good. Shoulder wasn't feeling great.
They said he passed all of the sort of the health hurdles. Maybe just heart wasn't in it. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
But he missed the entire season last year. It was somebody they were kind of hoping on to add some depth. It does give an opportunity, though, for other guys on the bottom end of the roster that are fighting, like Chris Paul, Michael Dieter, and others, to maybe grab one of those O-lineman spots. Hmm. So, you know, whatever. A little bit disappointing, but, you know, best to Nate Herbert. There has been, you know, I don't know how many days we're in camp now, but people are starting to write about
like seven. Six or seven.
People that are...
No camp today, right? No practice.
Correct. People that are surprising, people that are making an impact. And here you go. I want to go to the beginning of it. Rigo's Rag just came out literally like an hour ago with their five players who have surprised, and I'll just go through who they think have jumped out at them, defying expectations at training camp. I want to give them credit. This is Dean Jones for Rigo's Rag. He says Tyler Owens, the undrafted safety from last year, that he's been surprising people. He's even getting some reps with the first-string defense, Cakes, both as a safety and even as a nickel back.
Like it.
So he's impressing people. We've talked about Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
Well, he got some reps with the ones yesterday.
Bill. Everybody's talking about him. Bill. He wants to be called Bill, apparently. So he's not only really pushing to potentially make the 53, but he could actually get some real time, some real burn.
This is dorky, but I picked him up in our Dynasty Fantasy League.
You did?
I did pick him up.
You just took a flyer
on him. I said, Keaton Mitchell, bye-bye. I'm picking up Bill.
Right.
Stashing him on the roster.
What's so interesting about him is he only played the one game last year, right?
Yeah.
He had the eligibility concerns. You wonder, the fact that he only played one game and still was selected. I think he was selected with the 245th overall pick.
Seventh rounder.
You know, he probably would have gone a lot higher.
He had some bomb performances with New Mexico. I think he scored 17 touchdowns in his one season playing for New Mexico.
Does this mean he's a violent runner?
Yeah.
Does this mean that Jeremy McNichols and Chris Rodriguez are not long for the Commanders roster?
I'm sure they'll be in the mix with like practice squad, and it'll be like a week-to-week thing with some of those guys.
But it's going to be a battle.
Those guys
are battling for spots.
They're on the outside looking in. There's no question about it.
I would think more Rodriguez is probably the man out at this point.
I've seen that. Seen that in multiple spots.
Like McNichols, he comps as a backup to kind of Eckler with his skill set, so I think there's a spot for him. Depending on how many running backs they keep. But, I mean, I think Bill's a lock for the roster. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about
that. Based on how he's been playing,
Yeah.
So, kind of a forgotten signing, especially with the arrival of Von Miller, has been Jacob Martin. But apparently, he is turning heads in camp. He's generating pressure consistently during drills. And looks like, even though they brought in Von Miller to do kind of exactly what they expected Jacob Martin to do at defensive end and outside linebacker, that he is pushing and should still be somebody that you consider on the 53 to provide some pass rush. We've talked about Noah.
Now, he's never had more than 3.5 sacks in his career.
Listen, role player, but is somebody that's turning heads and is going to, you know, probably securing a spot on the roster. Noah I, the Commander's corner, who definitely made some plays at times last year, was like the number two corner. He's more of a backup this year and getting, you know, maybe the fourth or fifth corner, but he continues to make plays. And they say he's having kind of a great camp so far, so that's good. And then finally,
the secondary has so much more depth.
The secondary is just so much better.
It's got much more depth.
So much better. I mean, to a man, you know, I know Linnell's down on Connerly, and, you know, he's certainly in a battle for Wiley to start the season. Everyone is raving about Trey Amos and that he's just basically pretty much all the work he's getting is like with the ones. Like he's going out with the ones on everything. So let's see if that continues. Luke McCaffrey is the other that apparently is, you know, he's kind of a forgotten man when they signed Debo. But they say he looks much more comfortable this year. Last year, he had some moments, but I think you were kind of hoping for maybe a little bit more. But remember, it's just like his third or fourth season out playing quarterback.
He gets very uncomfortable on the air.
At Rice, he's still learning everything, but they say he's got improved chemistry clearly with Jaden. And, you know, could be an opportunity for him to step up.
Yep.
And make some plays. So far, so good from Luke McCaffrey, which I think is...
He should get more targets, more opportunities in year two.
Yeah. Jaden sat down at some point, and I have to credit David Harrison for this. He's the one that I'm reading it, but I'm sure he sat down in front of others and talked about this. There were two things that Jaden wanted to do in the offseason, Cakes. Do you know, can you guess what the two things he kind of wanted to improve on to get better this year?
I'm going to guess one is add a little bit of weight and strength.
You are correct. He wanted to add some bulk, which by all accounts he's done. He says, you know, look, he's never going to be as big as these guys that are putting a hit on him. They're always going to be bigger. But if he can add a little muscle to soften the blow a little bit, that obviously makes some sense.
The second is he wants to go on a date without his mommy.
I'm sure he wants to do that too.
Is that on the
list?
It's
not on this, no. Okay. The second thing that he has been kind of focused on adding to his repertoire is he wants to refine his mechanics.
Mm, okay.
Starting with his footwork. He wants to improve his footwork, sync all that up better, focus on footwork, his control within the pocket, maneuvering, keeping my eyes downfield, putting myself in different situations where I might have to try to emulate breaking a tackle, breaking the sack, keeping my eyes downfield, and still getting my feet under me, making throws.
I think he still works with the same guy that he's worked with since he was a kid.
Yeah, like since he was like 12. Yeah.
He's got a QB guru.
We haven't heard as much about the visual stuff that he was doing, but I assume he's still doing that. What do they call that?
VR.
Yeah, the virtual reality things. Yeah, now that everyone's talking about AI, nobody's talking about VR.
VR is just kind of like by the wayside.
Is virtual reality dead?
I don't think so.
Not with everybody.
It seems like it's all AI now. And of course, you know, everyone's kind of sick of talking about it, but it does look like we're getting closer. They have over 500 people, Cakes, signed up to speak at their public hearing on Thursday.
Tomorrow, yeah. About the stadium.
I think Tailgate Ted was having a gathering today.
I don't know. I'm sure he signed up to speak at that event. I would bet a lot of money on it. How could he not be signed up?
Let me check. I saw him tweet something. He was having some sort of get together.
Have they been
trying to get it across the goal line?
It sounds like they've already been having kind of like people speaking.
They have yesterday.
Throughout.
They did.
Yeah, yesterday they said it was ongoing. There were more than 200 people, I guess, still left to speak. I guess they vote on Thursday. Mayor Bowser said that as of 4 p.m. yesterday, 31 people who spoke were in favor of the deal, 13 were against it, and 12 said they would support it if there were improvements.
And she said that all while still waiting for Mike Maher to take a picture of everybody outside of the studio. She said that. That's when she gave that quote.
Right, right.
Made me laugh.
So today's going to be kind of a quiet day. I guess it's like a scheduled day off. Makes sense.
Are fans no longer allowed to camp?
There are two more sessions where fans are allowed in.
Okay.
So Tailgate Ted, I guess, is imploring other fans to show up with him to speak in front of the D.C. City Council.
Mm-hmm.
Says, space is limited. Please wear your burgundy and gold to fight for old DC.
Tailgate Ted makes me feel like I'm a bad fan of like the Caps are my favorite team. I love the Caps. Yeah. But
I know.
I pale in comparison to his fandom for the Commanders. I mean, that guy is full-blown dedicated.
I feel like I'm just
a slacker Caps fan.
I mean, remember, I don't think he has any children.
That's probably
he's
that's
a single
true.
Guy okay. whose big focus.
Well, he's
is,
married, isn't he? I think
oh,
he's
yeah,
married.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry,
yeah, but no
he's
kids.
Married
yeah.
guy, no kids.
Yeah,
who like he's all in on the Skins.
The Commanders are his kids.
That's his kid. Those are his kids.
Those are his babies.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, when the Caps were thinking about moving into Northern Virginia and Alexandria,
yeah,
you weren't going to the hearings, and
hearings,
the protests. Oh. You weren't going.
No,
to
No, I'm losing my hearing. I'm not attending hearings.
Correct.
Was it yesterday that I saw that the Cowboys within the division just speaking that they lost one of their offensive linemen, or was that two days ago?
No, is it Tyler Guyton? I think is his name.
Maybe
They feared an ACL tear at first, but now it sounds like it's like a 4 to 6 week injury. Did not tear his ACL.
Okay, so it's not a season ender.
It is not.
Yeah, I don't want to wish that on anybody, but
of course not.
My eyebrows were raised when I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, don't forget Dan Quinn coming up in less than 45 minutes. He'll be on these airwaves right here. We'll ask him all the questions.
We got to ask him about Terry.
He'll have nothing.
Yeah,
we'll ask him obligatory.
Still got to ask
Terry
him.
Thing or two. And
what if he broke news?
I want to ask him about
today's
Debo.
My day in the pool, Cakes.
That would be great.
I need Terry to sign today.
I'm going to guess he's not going to break news saying Terry signing today.
No, I don't
probably
think
not.
So. I don't think
but
so.
But as EB mentioned, Coach Dan Quinn scheduled to join us coming up at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies.